Archinsky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's Game 7, and all bets are off. This is Archinsky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. One of the most famous adages in sports is anything can happen in a Game 7, which is why a team that once led in a series is dangerously aware of letting it get there. Now the Cleveland Indians, who I still think will win, are in that precarious position. The Cubs managed to eke out a Game 5 win in their 2016 swan song at Wrigley, and they rediscovered their offense in their do-or-die return to Cleveland. Chris Bryant got the 9-3 victory started by lifting that low fastball he loves for a towering home run off Josh Tomlin, who had his first bad outing of the postseason. The Indians must be worried the same will befall Corey Kluber, working on 3 days' rest for the second straight time tonight. In a Game 7, the pressure reverts to the home team that had the big lead, as it did to the Golden State Warriors in the most recent NBA Finals when the Cavaliers gave Cleveland its first championship since Abraham Lincoln was in office. Well, maybe not that far back. And the Indians must score early on Kyle Hendrick, who has already had his one spotty performance, and like John Lester Sunday night and Jake Arrieta last night, is pitching on full rest. Cubs manager Joe Maddon wanted to get it to that point, and he did. What a strange and exciting World Series it has been, well deserving of a seventh game. The Cubs took a split back to Wrigley and lost a 1-0 decision in Game 3 when their bats went silent, and then decided to go with number 4 starter John Lackey in Game 4. Bad move, 7-2 loss that had much of the Cubs' faithful resigned to fate with a 3-1 deficit. But Arrieta was again unhittable in Game 6 until the Cubbies bombed to a 7-0 lead, and here we are with perhaps the best moment in all of sports. Game 7 of the World Series. How many times has the favorite gone down in such a game? The Indians, with a vastly underrated lineup and at home, remain the favorite. It could be 1-0, or it could be 8-7. Either way, it's what both teams let happen. And it's awesome. This is Archinsky. See ya.